At 6:06, it is fair and 53 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 80 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Better access to education could put the middle class within reach of a 500,000 low-income Oklahomans. Matt Trotter has been looking into the story.
A report from the Center for Law and Social Policy says that many workers in the state earned less than $14 an hour in 2011. John Eller with the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission says his office does what it can to help workers get trained for higher-paying jobs.
A lot of it involves assessing the people's skills, seeing what they want to do, you know, make sure the funding's available, and trying to get them into the sectors that pay good wages.
The state says the percentage of workers who need better skills and wages is actually lower than the report says. That's based on more recent data. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The largest employer in Muskogee has closed. That is the Regional Veterans Affairs Office. It's part of the federal government shutdown. Nearly half of its 1,400 workers have been sent home at Muskogee on furlough. A new crisis center opens that will provide needed beds and help save time and expenses of transporting the mentally ill across the state. In operation this week is the Family and Children Services Crisis Care Center. Family and Children Services CEO Gail Lapidus says it is the only 24-hour facility in the city to offer short-term relief to those in a mental crisis.
So it's a new concept that's being piloted in several states around the country, and this will be, you know, one new site to provide this comfortable therapeutic setting to reach a rapid stabilization.
The new crisis center also has beds for long-term care. The facility should also save police time and money. Officers have been transporting patients as far away as the Oklahoma Panhandle because of the bed shortage here. Demolition work is underway on the old Lewis Avenue Bridge over Interstate 44. The lanes of the interstate have already shifted south of the demolition work, and it should not impact traffic on I-44. Lewis Avenue has been closed for months. Scientists at the University of Arkansas are developing an activated carbon that could lead to cleaner, safer drinking water here in Tulsa.
The school's water research laboratory will spend the next 2 years working on the fix. Scientists say that the goal is to improve Tulsa's drinking water by decreasing the formation of disinfectant byproducts. Those chemicals are formed as an unintended consequence when drinking water is disinfected. Since the 1970s, scientists have identified more than 600 of these byproducts, many of them suspected carcinogens. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch, as the legislature continues its review of the Oklahoma Secondary Schools Activities Association, the lawmaker who requested the study is predicting changes will be made. Cleveland County Representative Bobby Cleveland.
There will definitely be some legislation. I don't know what legislation will be taken.
The association has come under fire for enforcing rules not in its rule book and a lack of transparency. The association is not a state agency, but does get money from the Oklahoma school districts. Two Tulsa fire trucks crash into each other. It happened yesterday at 7th and Elgin downtown. No one was hurt. Officials are investigating. Our weather forecast, sunny and pleasant today. We will have a high of 80. Tonight, clear and cool. 53 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, strong winds, but lots of sunshine and a high of 81. And on Friday, windy and warmer with a high of 83. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now, at 610, it is fair and 53. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.